Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. It's your boy Brandon Cole here, coming at you live from somewhere between chaos and, well, a little less chaos thanks to stoicism. Ever feel like your days are just a whirlwind of DDoS, deadlines, and that nagging feeling that you're just running on autopilot? We've all been there. It's easy to get swept up in the current of life, but what if I told you there's a way to navigate it with a little more grace, a little more peace? That's where mindfulness comes in. Now, before you go picturing monks chanting in some remote mountaintop temple, let me tell you, mindfulness is for everyone, even us regular folks trying to juggle work, relationships, and the never-ending Netflix queue. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment, without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on the crazy rollercoaster of thoughts and emotions. So how do you actually practice mindfulness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start small. You don't need a meditation retreat in the Himalayas to start practicing mindfulness. Seriously. Begin with just a few minutes each day. Focus on your breath as it enters and leaves your body. Notice the sensations, the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils. That's it. Simple but powerful. 2. Engage your senses. Mindfulness isn't just about breathing, it's about fully experiencing life through all your senses. Take a moment to truly taste your coffee, savor each bite of your meal, listen to the sounds around you, even the annoying honking cars can become part of your mindful awareness. You know that feeling when you take a big bite of something delicious and you just close your eyes in pure bliss? That's mindfulness in action. 3. Be present in conversations. Ever find yourself daydreaming during conversations, already thinking about what you're going to say next instead of truly listening to the other person? Mindfulness helps us break that habit. When someone is talking, give them your full attention. Listen to their words, notice their body language, and engage with what they're saying. It makes conversations more meaningful and strengthens connections. 4. Embrace everyday moments. Think about all those little moments we often take for granted: a warm shower, watching the sunset, playing with your pet. Mindfulness encourages us to appreciate these everyday treasures, finding joy and beauty in the ordinary. 5. Don't judge your thoughts. This is key. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master. It's about observing your thoughts without judgment. They come and go like clouds passing, but just notice them and let them pass. You don't have to cling to negative thoughts or try to force positive ones. Just acknowledge them and move on. Okay, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, the line is moving slower than molasses, and your phone starts buzzing with urgent emails. Sounds like a recipe for stress, right? But here's how mindfulness can save the day. Instead of getting worked up about the situation because, let's face it, we can't control traffic, take a few deep breaths, notice the feeling of your hand on the steering wheel, and maybe even turn on some calming music. You can still be productive, respond to those emails when you're in a better headspace, but by bringing mindfulness into the stressful moment, you avoid letting it completely derail your day. So, what's the takeaway? Mindfulness isn't about achieving some unattainable state of bliss, it's about finding moments of peace and clarity amidst the chaos. By practicing these simple techniques, you can navigate life with more grace, less stress, and a whole lot more appreciation for the present moment. Ready to take action? Start small today, just 5 minutes of focused breathing or mindful observation. Share your experiences in the comments below. And remember, peace isn't the absence of chaos, it's the ability to find calm even amidst the storm. See you next time on Calm Over Chaos.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.